Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, following President Ramaphosa's Oval Office encounter with Donald Trump, South Africa didn't navigate necessarily a diplomatic flashpoint. It also, says my next guest, experienced a brand moment. And in that respect, marketing strategist Matabo Sekonyana says that while our global reputation is gaining ground, the gap between our image and economic reality is widening, and that is of concern. So what does it really mean to build brand South Africa in an era of increasing misinformation, as well as fragile diplomacy and fierce global competition? In an op-ed that is already making waves, she is challenging us to own our own narrative, align it with substance, and stop outsourcing our identity. So lots to talk about. Matabo, a very warm welcome. So what was your first reaction to that now viral Trump-Ramaphosa exchange? Was it a brand win or missed opportunity?
Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy. I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. So I think on the one hand, you see the brand win side of it in terms of, Ramaphosa appearing very statement-like, keeping that narrative of South Africa as, you know, diplomatic. We talk about things, we discuss. But on the other hand, there were, I think, some missed opportunities. And also what we are seeing wider society speaking about is what impact that has on our sovereignty. And our ability to, you know, step forward as a leader on the world stage.
You argue convincingly that branding is as much about projection as it is about protection, and that makes sense. So where do you think South Africa is striking the right tone right now, and where do you think we're falling short?
I think from a perception or projection perspective, we are doing a relatively good job. I think our two big brand moments in the last year have been, number one, our response around Israel-Palestine, and now what happened with the with the Oval Office moment. However, if you are looking at how we are trending on the World Competitiveness Survey, if you look at the general perception of South Africa when it comes to hard metrics like our government inefficiency, our economic performance, etc., that is where we are, you know, falling really short, and that is where there is that disconnect between the perception and what the experience is of South Africans on the ground.
And that disconnect is widening, and it's becoming more and more difficult, I imagine, to reconcile the gap.
100%, because I think that the person, the citizen, the tourist, the investor of now really does keep track of what is going on. We're seeing how much of an impact what you see on digital and on social media has on real things like foreign investment, real things like increasing tourists coming in or digital nomads, etc.
You also make a very important point that we are too reactive when it comes to international perception. I fully agree with you in that respect. The challenge, of course, is to start owning the narrative more proactively. But there seems to be a reticence often to do that, and I can't put my finger on it.
I think that really comes from a low-risk appetite. So, for example, if you look at where we're dealing with hot-button issues such as what started this, which is the race issue, right? Instead of taking a really firm stance, we are often seeing not just South Africa, but many countries waiting to see how the tide is turning in terms of how the media is covering it, how people are speaking about it on social media, and kind of making decisions or appearing to make decisions based on those factors, other than, you know, really making a decision on, you know, this is our narrative, this is exactly what we want to get across.
So we have a number of agencies and organizations that look after the so-called Brand South Africa. I think of the Brand South Africa organization itself, South African Tourism, the Department of Tourism, and many ancillary structures around that. I think you ask the question, again, correctly, whether Brand South Africa's machinery currently is fit for purpose, or does it need an overhaul in terms of how it is marketing the country?
I would definitely say we are, I guess, doing better from a Brand South Africa perspective, but the focus, in my opinion, is a little bit too narrow, where we are focusing more on the tourism aspect. And I think we've all been seeing the conversation around the dangers that has caused in places like Cape Town when we're looking at digital nomads and how that is being managed. Needing more robust action is in the other marketing ways that make Brand South Africa more competitive outside of the more tourism or consumer-facing metrics.
And we can get to some of those competition metrics in just a moment, but part of the problem is that risk of trying to put the positive message across when we still have deficiency when it comes to infrastructure, service delivery, crime and corruption.
100%, and I think a lot of those things, the issue is kind of shying away from the issues. If we're looking at outside of the Brand South Africa of it all, of the Ramaphosa-Trump meeting, we saw a lot of conversation around how one of the other players, I think her name was Zuki, kind of handled it in terms of looking at what are the real issues that South Africans are experiencing. I think we need to widen our approach to hold room for the fact that two things can exist at once, and kind of speaking quite frankly and openly about what our issues are, but also coming forward with real solutions, really looking at how government can work better with the private sector, work with other organizations, etc. But still highlighting the areas where there are positives and we are strong.
Of course, many brand experts would say there is high risk in being too honest.
There is high risk in being too honest, but what we are finding is that there is a distaste globally right now for a lack of authenticity. It is not that hard to fact check or verify these things. And where countries or brands lean into the fluff and the narrative, they will often be caught out and end up doing even more brand damage than had we been more kind of honest and proactive. And I also think that where you weigh that honesty is with what measures you will take going forward. And perhaps that is where the sweet spot is in terms of owning that narrative.
And just a final question then, and it's widening the lens from just tourism. You call for stronger storytelling on things like education, science and culture, point taken. But who drives that? Is it government or the private sector?
So I think that what would be ideal would be to say, you know, government should drive that. But we also need to be realistic in terms of what we have seen up until this point. So I do think that what will probably work best, or what is most possible, would be for the private sector, where we are having the private sector organizations actually managing up and also having the sort of budgets, etc., to do it and to kind of be more autonomous. Maybe government will follow what the private sector is doing if government is not willing to lead in this case.
Thank you so much for sharing those thoughts. That is Matabo Sokonyana, who is a marketing strategist. I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.